Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, party people?
Y'all good?
Welcome to the Mike Robertson Boulevard show. Obviously, Mike is not here today. Absent.
He had his daughter's graduation, didn't he?
Yeah. So what? He had obligations, man.
That's a good thing, man. Congrats, Mike Robertson, and your family graduating college.
Beautiful Ivy League.
Sister at the Ivy League. God damn, Mike. That's where you'd run the world if you want to go to Yale. He got a baby up in there, man. Congratulations.
That's a beautiful thing. But we're going to hold it down. You know who I am. I am Melrose Uncut, the most interesting comic in the world. And riding shotgun with me is the big homie.
DeJuan Brown.
DeJuan Brown.
Comedian, drummer, whatever the hell I feel like doing that day. You feel me?
So you, I keep hearing you say you play drums, but I've never seen you beat on a fucking can, a table, or nothing. I've never seen any drum-like activity, bro.
I don't, because that shit got me in trouble a lot in elementary school and high school and middle school. You know what I mean? You be sitting in there. Yeah. Go to class. Like, damn, teacher, come on now. I just get in trouble all the time for that shit. So my mom whooped my ass a lot. You know what I mean? So I'm traumatized. So yeah. No more beating on tables.
Same shit I used to get in trouble for, I still do to this day. I clown around in the serious moments. I cut hair during class. I used to be the nigga that would cut hair in the locker. I would skip class, nigga, go plug in the locker room and get my issue. I still do that shit to this day. So all the shit I got in trouble for, I'm still adamant about.
I was a nigga that sold hall passes, you know, because I worked in the attendance office. And then you take a stack and you sell them. I mean, 10 for a dollar.
I used to get them lunch tickets off. I was a lunch ticket nigga connoisseur. I walked through the whole school. Extra county. Who got an extra county?
And it was all, the person that bought them lunch tickets was always somebody that had their own lunch already.
Right.
Like, you want to eat twice?
Yeah, nigga want that burrito, though. They like, ooh, they got burritos today? I need that. And they get $2.
It's Chalupa Fridays. You know, right, little now. Taco boats?
Coffee cakes. Oh, you know, nigga used to cake off the coffee cake.
Hey, them coffee cakes was the shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Still to this day, a nigga buy a coffee
cake.
Hey, if
I saw one of them LAUSD coffee cakes, I'd eat one right now. I'm move that Twinkie to the side. Bitch, give me that coffee cake. I'd take that.
Easy call. So, today we're going to talk about the less trending topics. You know anything that's not trending?
That's not trending right now?
Fuck the trendy shit. We're doing less trending.
I'll tell you what's not trending. Shit, a couple weeks ago, LAPD shot somebody out of a helicopter.
Wait, hold on.
That shit, and it's not trending. That's the problem.
They shot somebody out of a helicopter?
Look it up. It was May, I think it was May 8th. Some suspect was in the house and came out in the barricade, and they got him from the helicopter, Grand Theft Auto style, like Trevor.
Oh, so they shot the nigga. I thought you said nigga shot a nigga in the
helicopter.
No. The
nigga from the helicopter looked down.
In the helicopter.
The minute dude walked out the house. Clack, 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 clack. Y'all sniping folks now? Come on now. What's going on with that?
That's a gangster. They're taking that video game shit to the next level. Y'all niggas be careful out there. Don't think you can just go outside. Nah. You hear that chopper, nigga. You better take cover.
What else is not trending in the news?
Not trending.
Wherever.
This is a little off record. I'm fresh off of my 43rd birthday this past weekend.
Oh, man. Shit. Happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I don't even know what happened on my birthday, though.
43rd. That's what's up, man.
43rd. Yep. 43 years old.
So you're a Gemini?
I am a Gemini.
Okay. You early Gemini.
First day you could be a Gemini.
Okay.
I came out the womb. Like, give me that.
Okay. I'm towards the end of the Geminis. You know what I mean? I got mine coming up in a couple weeks. You know?
Okay. You're the June.
June 17th.
You the motherfuckers that give May Geminis a bad rap. I'm telling you, June crazy motherfuckers. Everybody, Gemini, all you niggas is crazy.
I hear your personality's more split the further deeper you into the Gemini years.
Yeah, that's
right. And that's probably right. Me and my brother both. Ha ha.
Geminis?
Yes.
Do you believe in that whole the Zodiac? Do you fuck with it? Or
it has its place. You know what I mean? I don't. As long as you ain't taking it as Bible, you know what I mean? But when you just read it and you look at people, then look at yourself, it'd be a lot of characteristics. Because when they say the Gemini with the split personalities, two different people.
Niggas do got two.
Hey, I be the first one to say, hey, that's me. You know what I mean? So
I definitely got two.
You know, they say that now. My wife is a Leo. They say they strong willed and pig headed a little bit, and that's the goddamn truth. I don't know if that's all wives, but mine's a Leo, so they say that's true. I see it in her shit. So.
Man, I don't think it matters. Like they're all stubborn. Once you marry them, they're all stubborn.
Yeah, you probably got a point when it comes to that. God damn,
do what they want to do. I got this nigga. What are you gonna do?
He ain't going nowhere.
He can't go nowhere, nigga. You gotta come home.
His down payment on his apartment he bought for this ring, so he good. He's trapped.
You trapped. So, on my birthday, I started off with a bottle of tequila, and that's all I remember. I disappointed a lot of people.
Did you get that Costco tequila?
No, I got some flyer shit. I got some. It was some Patron. I started off with.
I got that Patron bottle.
Yeah, I came with a Patron bottle. Started my day. I went to a brunch. I went to the little Vine thing.
Patron at 11:30 a.m.
My nigga, it was like 10.
Damn.
At 10 o'clock.
Patron and eggs.
Ooh, it was before anything happened. That's what I think I went wrong.
This motherfucker had Patron, eggs, and chives.
Man, shit was crab legs. Shit was crazy.
For breakfast.
And I sat in the sun like a
dummy. Oh, no.
I'm trying to blacken up for the day. I'm like, ooh, I want a little tone on me.
Patron and the sun?
Yeah, ooh.
Nah.
Yeah, I'm talking about an all-day sweat. I had the rag and the sunglasses.
Nah.
And nigga, I just woke up the next day like I need to check myself into AA. Nigga, I felt like a
sweating like a Somali pirate.
Man, you know that kind of drinking where you like can't make sense of yesterday.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what
yeah.
What the fuck was I thinking? Why did I do that to myself?
I used to have them days, man. But like, I gave up on. I still drink a little bit, but I don't drink like I used to. Cause I had this one day where I drank a whole bottle of Hennessy, damn. And I was talking like I'm talking right now. And I realized, you know, that might be a problem. If you could drink it. Because this shit don't taste good.
Fifth?
No, the 750, yeah. That motherfucker.
A fifth?
Yeah, that whole bottle. And I didn't do it. And like, it didn't affect me.
You're so a big dude, though.
So and at the time, I was like 390. But that's, you know. Oh, so
you needed two bottles.
Yeah, I could fit that motherfucker in my stomach.
Yeah, you needed two bottles.
Man. But like when that shit happened, I was like, you know what? I gotta smoke more weed, you know what I mean, and take a back seat on the alcohol because you shouldn't be drinking a whole bottle of that shit.
And you shouldn't smoke a whole eighth either.
I'm working on that right now, though, brother. I'm working on that.
There's a lot of, I think weed smoking is getting back to when Dr. Dre came out with the Chronic. Remember, like, weed was a big thing.
Yeah.
When Dre came out with the Chronic.
Yes,
now
it
I'm
was.
Starting to see this shit like it's happening all over again, man. Niggas is just weeding up. I'm like, damn, my nigga, how many blunts y'all gonna smoke?
I saw a motherfucker working for FedEx with a blunt in his ear in the truck.
I believe it.
How they gonna be at work with a blunt in your ear in the FedEx truck?
Easy, nigga. And the nigga's so crazy, he think because the window down, you don't smell like it anymore, man. You fucking smell like weed when you're dropping the package off.
Man, all I know is. The church assistant pastor at my church got black lips now. What the fuck?
Yep. And he going to say it's them Newports. No,
nah, nigga. Nah, brother. No, Deacons, you didn't have black lips 4 years ago.
Deacon do weed. Wow. Deacon do weed. So talk to me about sports, man. I know you're a big sports buff. Who going to win the championship, man? Is the shit decided yet? Because I haven't been following.
The shit's pretty even, you know what I mean? It's gonna end up, you know, Golden State's already in the finals. Cleveland won today. They're going to win the next game. It's going to be Cleveland versus Golden State. And that shit even. You know what I mean?
You can't call it?
I can't call it because this is the first time Kevin Durant is going to play against LeBron where they both got equal teams. Mm. So we really going to see these cats, like, see – who is who? You know what I mean? I'm looking at Golden State. You know what I mean? One, you know, because Kevin Durant, that motherfucker, he built like 5 toothpicks stacked on top of each other. And I think that means something. He going to steal it through the lane to get it, you know, anything he wants. So
you're going against the best player in the world?
That's his teammate,
Bron,
Steph.
Bron?
Bron.
Bron, you going against Bron? That's like going against Mayweather. Nigga, when he's fighting a Mexican.
I can't.
Go against Mayweather, hey, nigga?
I know. See.
Niggas are tired of LeBron winning. I know what this is all about. Niggas are tired of seeing him in the finals every year for the last 15 years. Yeah. Niggas is tired.
He always got the best squad. Like, LeBron still got the best team. You know what I mean? As far as top to bottom, Cleveland's better than Golden State. But it ain't that much better. You know what I mean? And I just think that, hey, I just want to see what's going to happen. You know what I mean? LeBron, I don't know, man. That motherfucker, ever since he be cramping up and punking out and missing games and stuff, you don't know what he going to do. Last game, that motherfucker didn't even shoot in the fourth quarter. I don't know what the hell LeBron doing.
I'm not fucking with your man just because he won't get a texturizer.
Oh, yeah. Barber say Kevin Durant. That motherfucker.
Durant, like, come on, my nigga. That shit makes no sense. Like, you're disrespecting public television with that shit.
His hair, like, you ever see them pictures when, like, the desert, like, when it used to be some water there, but it ain't no water there no more. It's just crusty and ashy and dirt and dust. That's how that nigga's scalp look. And he got that knucklehead because he got that little dip in the middle. Yeah, that nigga, so that shit hard as hell for y'all to cut.
You like the one nigga that deserves to be able to wear a baseball hat during a basketball game. Like, nigga, just put that shit onto the back with the
that
band on it.
That motherfucker, Kevin Durant, man. I don't know what the hell. He brushed his hair with a toilet scraper.
That nigga don't even brush his hair, nigga. I ain't seen one lick of brush since the nigga came to the... Not even when he was in the movie. I'm like, this nigga's just solid with the bullshit, like, on the head.
Do his hair even grow? Because it's like always the same length.
I don't know. I don't even think niggas can cut it. Like,
he got that Kenyan cut. You know what I mean? That's how them Kenyan marathon runners.
Yeah.
They be having that same little Kenyan cut. I can't get mad though, man, because you ain't gonna ever get sunburn on your scalp. So hey, you know, do what you gotta do, Kevin Durant.
Something burnt the scalp, nigga. That shit don't look right. That nigga looked like he had an S curl, went bad like in the eighth grade, and it just never healed up.
He need that Michael Jackson perm. That's what he needs. Something like that to soften it up.
Good Fred, nigga, World of Curls joint, nigga, burnt. Kevin Durant got hit by Good Fred.
Kevin Durant's hair has never seen a bottle of Less Jam. He ain't never seen Less Jam. He ain't seen no Murray's. He ain't seen none of that.
Nigga need some Stay Soft Fro. Who, you remember Stay Soft Fro shit?
I remember that shit back when I had hair.
Oh, nigga. We're going way back. You said you've been bald, nigga, since grade school.
Nigga, I cut my shit in the 90s. I cut my shit in 10th grade.
10th grade, that's when you...
Yeah, because, like, I just had bad genetics when it came to the hair, man. That shit had the little widow's peak. And then, like, in the corners, you know how they kind of come back a little bit?
Oh, damn.
I was like, damn. But I got a round head, you know what I mean? I got a peanut-shaped ass head, so I can cut it off, you know what I mean? So I'm good.
What's bad is when a nigga comes to the barbershop with that kind of hairline, natural grow, like, and tell you some shit like, hey, don't take it back. Like, nigga.
Your shit,
it's
man.
Back, nigga. I didn't take it back, nigga.
Like, man, your hair, sometimes you gotta tell these niggas, Melrose, your hair looking like low tide. And, you know, that shit just...
low tide?
It's low tide. You know what I mean? You know, when the tides recede, it's just your hairline right now, brother.
It's
but
over, my nigga.
Difference is, it ain't high tide ain't coming back at 6 in the morning.
It's
just
over, man.
It's done.
Shout out to all the niggas out there who think they can hold on to a hairline that's already gone.
Y'all niggas holding on like Jeffrey Osborne and LTD.
I get smart. What I do is I'll grease a nigga's scalp up, however, and then I'll edge the grease.
Ooh. Hey,
that's a trick that niggas do.
How many people is coming to get them sprayed on hairlines now? Is it getting more and more popular? Because these boozer hairlines and these LeBron hairlines?
Niggas are still on the Beijing. Like, nigga would prefer the beige because the little spray on shit is going to vanish as soon as you get wet. It's over. You know what I'm saying? That shit go for a picture or two.
That's a photo shoot kind of thing.
Yeah. But the Beijing, a nigga would like, I didn't see niggas wear Beijing for a whole 2 weeks. Like, never wash it out. I'm like, my nigga, I don't think that's good for you. Like, I think that shit's getting on your brain.
Hey, look, black man.
Dye.
When y'all hair 2 weeks is leaving, let it go. Learn from the women. Like, it was studies showing that black women that have been getting their hairs permed all this time, they have green sludge on their autopsies, on their brain, you know what I mean? Black women, 93% of all the thyroid hysterectomies, but only 5% of the population. That's from hair care products. And now you niggas trying to save your hairline? You trying to get your dick cut off in your 80s? Come
don't
on, man.
That.
Like,
don't
you don't
do
know
that.
What that shit
don't
is going to do to you, man.
You still going to fuck when you 80, man.
Follow my lead. Look, when you start cutting your hair bald like me, this ain't nothing but 5 minutes of maintenance 2 to 3 times a week. Once a week if you're lazy. You know, it takes about 5 minutes to do all this, and you're done. You know, you get off late for work one day. You know, you were late for work. You just leave the house. You ain't got nothing to brush.
Nothing. You can do that shit in the car though, on your way to work. Like,
you don't need no shampoo. Just get a little. Just get a little of that St. Ives scrub and rub it on your scalp to make sure all the divots and shit is taken care of, and you good. You know what I mean? None of that shit.
You heard it here first. Niggas, stop holding on to the past. Niggas.
But you still got to go to Merrill's Barbershop and get your beard lined up. That's, you know what I mean? I still go to the barbershop. People are like, what the fuck you doing in here? Nigga, I still got a goatee.
Wait, hold up. You still go to the barbershop?
Yeah, every now and again.
What shop you go to?
I be going to KD's shop every now and again.
Okay, I respect
you. You know that old freckle-faced motherfucker. Y'all know KD Ringer.
Shout
probably
out
listening.
KD Ringer.
Because before him, I hadn't gone in years. But when I met him, I was like, okay, I'm going to come over here and get my goatee lined up every now and again.
Mm-hmm. Nah, let's talk about black women for a minute.
Hey, that's my favorite subject.
What's the most, we're going to do the good and bad. What's the most irritating shit about black women that just comes to your head right now? What irritates the fuck out of you about black women? No disrespect to any black woman who's going to be offended.
No, no disrespect.
No disrespect at all.
But it's when you think you know better than we do on certain things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain things about life y'all understand better. Certain things about life we understand better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when it comes to politics and when it comes to how we interact and how we carry yourselves, like sometimes women be wanting you to, you know, feminize it up a little bit when you go out. You know what I mean? When they interact.
What you mean? What you mean? What you
mean? Be a little softer and gentler. Like, no, not in certain environments, goddammit. I can't be soft and gentle.
Like, where would be a I need you to soften up moment at? Like, where would that be?
When it's me and her, hell yeah, I'm going to do whatever the hell she need. You know what I mean? But one time, I took my girl to the Drew League.
Okay.
We didn't watch. So I ain't going to be no goddamn soft and gentle right now, goddammit. I know better.
Ain't no holding hands and...
I hold your hand, but I'm not going to be sitting around and... I don't know, man. It's situation.
You can't rub her thigh and kiss her neck.
What you mean by softening up? What she want you to do?
Nigga, go get a hot dog or what?
Certain things, you know what I mean? Your appearance, your disposition when you out, you know what I mean?
Okay, she wants you to metrosexual. She wants you to look.
Yeah, the look, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm not wearing the Steve Madden shoes today, baby. I'm wearing the Jordans when I'm at the Drew. I wear the Steve Madden. You know, I wear them with you at the Jazz Festival, but while we here, nah.
It's at the Jazz Festival. Where you can bring the Maddens out.
That's where you bring them out, at the Jazz Festival.
All these niggas be out there with them sandals on. We know it's your girl to make you do it, my nigga. Like, come on. Don't.
If you're going to wear the sandals, goddammit, put some lotion on your pinky toe. That's all I'm trying to say.
It don't matter because you're going to be walking in dust the whole fucking day. Who wears sandals to the dust, my nigga? That's dumb.
That's the Mandos, man.
That's dumb. And don't wear the whole linen outfit, nigga. Just because it came together don't mean you got to wear it together.
You don't.
Separate that linen.
You don't, man. Them checkerboards do not have to match up every time.
That's like my greatest fear in growing older, that I'm going to be the nigga that come with the matching linen.
Yeah.
Anytime I see a nigga matching linen, nigga, I'd be like, no.
I think something happened to black men when they turn 50, 53 years old, where they just...
They just take the linen out the pack and like, that's just the outfit.
What used to be the Adidas, in the 80s, they had the Adidas, you know, suit on, you know what I mean? That was their thing. And then they started dressing normal through their 40s. Then when they 50, they go down, you know, to the three-day suit broker.
And let that one half... English talking motherfucker outfit you from head to toe in light blue with the light blue sandals, got the hat, nigga, faux rings, nigga.
Come here, buddy. Come here. I got the right size for you, buddy.
For you. Just for you.
Come on, buddy.
Just for you.
What about you? What annoys you about women?
About black women?
Black women sometimes.
I think black women can be a little mouthy.
They can. They can.
A little mouthy. I know a couple... ladies who like to cuss a nigga out, like really cuss a nigga out,
yeah,
degrade him, and think that it doesn't fuck with a nigga's self-esteem. It don't happen to me because I don't like that shit, but I done seen it happen to some of my closest friends, and I done seen the whole self-esteem just come out of a nigga. Like, bro, come on, man. Pick your head up. You're not a punk-ass nigga, bro. You're not a bitch-ass nigga.
Hey, I saw something happen like that. I manage apartment buildings, and one time, and the chick cussed the dude out, and I just heard them going back and forth, but it was the same day the rent was due. So then after all the cuss, I heard she slammed the door, and she leave. You bitch-ass nigga. And I'm sitting on the porch right there eating a watermelon like a Django. And just and I look up, and here he comes looking, walking towards me with a check in his hand, looking sorry as hell.
Yeah, man, she had to pay for this month.
Yeah, just let me know if everything gonna be all right. Nah, you good, man. I'm going back in the house and go ahead and cry. I know it's coming. So I
hate that mouthy type shit. But like, don't mouth a nigga. You gonna mouth a nigga, don't do it in front of his partners.
Don't do it. Time and place.
Don't do it in front of his partners.
We be fucking up his dudes. We might need it every now and again, but home.
Don't do it in front of his mama. You know what I'm saying? Nigga got to go sit with his mama and explain to her, like, you know, I know you didn't raise me like this, but, you know.
Yeah.
She come from a different background than we do and all. Come on, man.
See, nah. See.
Stall a nigga out.
So what's something that you love about black women?
What I love about black women is I think their intelligence. Mm-hmm. Even though they can mouth off on a nigga, but on the flip side, when you get an intelligent black woman, she just enhances everything about your life. There's nothing like being around somebody so smart that everything flows. Like shit that you confused about, she just pop, pop, pop. Hey, this how we gonna do it. Boom, here's the plan, here's the play.
A good woman's like the Mario star, you know what I mean? You feel like you can't be touched, you know what I mean?
When you got one of them, like, you're invincible. Like, nigga, my girl figured out, nigga.
Hey, that's true, though. Like,
it's nothing.
That's one thing, like, that's what I was actually going to say as far as what I like about black women is their intelligence.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the most intelligent being on earth.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first thing, that's where everything comes from. Like, science is proving it. It's called the Eve gene. Look it up.
The Eve gene.
Eve gene. That's the gene that the black woman has that's in every single human being on the planet. She has everybody's DNA in her, but no one has her in them. You know what I mean? That's how great she is. Look at it, it's called the Eve gene. It's genetically, you see that her genes are in every race, every sex. Whether you call yourself transgender, Mexican, black, Chinese, you got her genes in you. You got the Eve gene in you. You know what I mean? At the same time, you saw that movie Hidden Figures, you know, black women with, you know, mathematical calculations you ain't never heard of, you know what I mean? And if when you go deeper back into African history, you see, through the documents, hell, black women are the ones that came up with math. You know what I mean? That's their concept.
Wow.
It's not ours, because we don't, think about it.
We don't like to add shit up.
We don't like to add a motherfucking thing up.
But we ain't adding nothing.
And we don't have cycles. They do.
Mm.
So who had to come up with counting? Who had to know? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know what I mean? Through 28.
Mm.
You know what I mean? That's her concept. That's how smart she is. And I guess dudes, if we understand that, we can listen to her advice and take it to the next level. But ladies, one thing y'all got to know is, at the right motherfucking time, don't be talking shit in front of our friends.
That Eve gene don't mean shit when you're talking shit. That Eve gene is out the window.
Out the window.
When you mouthing a nigga in front of his friend. That's when you seem less intelligent.
Yes, because like you smart as hell, but you didn't know that you could wait 5 more goddamn minutes and you could have had all my attention?
A nigga would have had some, I wouldn't have had mouth back after you did the shit in private. I would have just took it like a G, but you do it in front of my friends. Now I gotta, you know, you a bitch. I ain't no bitch ass nigga. You the bitch.
Plus, I like the way black women are shaped. You know what I mean? Like, you see every race is buying what they got.
Yes.
Like, back in the 90s, that's when these women was stringy hair, no dairy hair, fronting, faking with their silicone pair. The white women, like, it was like, they look like letter P, fake titties and no ass. But black women had all that, like from day one, just stacked, like the brick houses.
Yeah.
Now these chicks is paying $15,000 for asses per cheek.
Now let me tell you how fucked up society is. Society has now made black women pay $15,000 for the ass they already got.
That's bullshit.
Like, bitch, what are you doing? You just ruined a perfect ass. With that shot, that don't look like a good ass anymore.
That ass do not look good. Because you can't have a bubble ass and straw legs.
That's ugly.
It don't look right. You know what I mean? If you ain't got that supporting foundation.
Shout out to all of the ladies with the beautiful legs. Now, saw a picture of the poetess the other day in her little African dress. I said, damn, poetess got them legs. I saw that shit. I'm like, damn. She was with Saida Garrett. Let me bring you back to the picture. It was Saida Garrett.
Oh, yeah. That's the singer from the Michael Jackson songs and all that?
Yes, yes.
Now, Saida's a real deal. She was, I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl a few years ago. She can sing.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah.
So this is what I think we need to do. We're going to take a quick break. Can we take a break? First off, we need you to call the hotline, 323-293-3375. Listen, we need a phone call right now, 293-3375. If not, we're going to fake a call, nigga. I'm going to call a motherfucker and talk to us. But when we come back, we're going to talk about these young punks that need to pull their pants up.
Yes, sir. Rolling
with the right Mike Robertson Boulevard Show. I'm Melrose. This is DeJuan B. Mm. We be back in a hot second.
Hell yeah.
No, you can't find a shit in a handbook. Take a close look, bitch. You think I forgot about your ass? Trap ass hoe. You better watch out.
Ooh, that's it.
You
know what time. Shout out Ice Cube, man. Ice Cube was the rule book to a nigga growing up, man. He provided the rule book for young men in L.A. Like, street everything knowledge. He said was straight official, was shit that you could go repeat to somebody else and not sound stupid in a conversation, man. Shout out Ice Cube. We need you, brother. Get back on that thug. Help a nigga shit.
Ice Cube was a real deal. Like, if you go back and listen to Death Certificate, that was 6 months before the L.A. riots. Because, like, this is, what, 25 years since the riots? People mm-hmm. been talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, fuck them documentaries and white folks are saying on A&E about what happened. They don't know. Just listen to Death Certificate. That came out 6 months before the riots. Q told you exactly what was going on over here. Latasha Harlins getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Black Korea. Like, y'all better give us some motherfucking respect or y'all going to burn this shit down. You know what I mean? He talked about all this stuff going on in the hood. They ain't listen. Rodney King, they got off. Riots.
Burn this motherfucker down.
And then it came back the next year with Predator. And Predator told you, look, I told you motherfuckers it was going to happen. And this is why it happened on the Predator. Then he came out with Lethal Injection and was like, just on the realest shit ever. You know what I mean? Like, big ups to Ice Cube.
And then that nigga got conscious. Rich. Then he got rich.
Then Friday.
Then he got rich.
Then West Side Connection came.
My nigga watered down the message.
Yeah.
Like, Ice Cube, nigga, take the ice cubes out the drink, nigga. Take the ice cubes out. We just want Stray Hennessy back again. Just give us that Stray Henny, man.
Straight up. You got it in you.
But alluding to that, we're going to talk about these young niggas that need to pull their pants up, grow the fuck up, start speaking regular, you know what I'm saying? And here's the thing, because I got six sons, and what irritates me the most about young niggas, and I'm even starting to see old niggas do it. Why the fuck is your whole ass and your dick out of your pants, excuse my language. Why are you sagging that hard, bro? That shit is like crazy to me. Why are you walking around with your pants beneath your draw line?
I think it's counterproductive to be sad and be doing underhanded shit. How the fuck are you going to run if you can't pull your pants up in time? You about to trip and fall, nigga.
You can't run? Why do y'all do that, man? I be telling my sons, look, I'm cool with a little sag. Little sag. You know what I'm saying? I know you don't want to wear your pants on your belly button. I get it.
The James Brown style.
Yeah, you don't have to do that. But come on, man. We're not going to do the whole ass out. You know what I'm saying? A nigga can only smack your ass when a nigga like, nigga, good game. Nigga, you ain't even playing nothing.
But you know what? I would still kind of halfway take that over them niggas wearing a romper. You feel me? You see them romper shits coming out this week? You got these men coming out in these tight cut shorts that's gonna give him a yeast infection one day, and a shirt with the third button open. Like, get the fuck out of here with that, man. You doing a onesie. Only people who can wear onesies is convicts that are working on the road, plumbers, and people who are working in an official business.
Onesies are one thing, but my nigga, when the shit cut off like 3 inches above your fucking kneecap, that's not a onesie, my nigga. That's a lady's outfit.
Yeah, that's feminine attire, dog.
Why do niggas think they need to shop in the women's section all of a sudden, man? What the fuck is going on with us as men? We need to huddle up and say, look, man, there used to be a club called Little J's back in the day.
I remember Little J's.
Little J's had a picture. It had three pictures. of how you can enter this motherfucker. You had to look like this nigga, that nigga, or you couldn't get in. Like, we have to go back to that rule book with niggas like, look, nope, we're not going to do the motherfucking onesies,
no
short
heel.
Pants, nope.
None of that. No man purses. And,
no man purse. You know what I mean? No.
Let's get back to civility. That's what we talking about.
That's not a man purse, nigga. That's a purse.
The reason why the kids are so goddamn confused is fucked up because the grown ass man is wearing rompers and purses and trying to become more effeminate.
It's really these fucking stylists that are dressing these niggas in these videos, convincing them that, you know what, you should wear grandma's blouse and her hat.
Man, y'all better do like New Edition did in that movie and fire that motherfucker, bring the nigga back from your hometown. Like, nah, you come dress up. Yeah,
this old fashioned Ford fool over here. This motherfucker got his way metro.
Nah. Yeah, but back to the kids, man. It's a lot going on because you from the point of view you have kids.
Yes,
I don't. And part of the reason why I don't, because I've been working with kids for a long ass goddamn time. I just ain't want to have no motherfucking kids.
Why not?
Because I work with them all day. I mean, back in the day, I'm from coaching basketball to my day job, you know, I'm a child advocate. You know what I mean? I get these kids through the school, this system, you know, behavioral therapy.
I worked around stylists my whole life, nigga. It didn't make me not want to have a woman.
Shit, I got a wife, and I have a lot of fun with her. But as far as the kids' part go, you dealing with 15 and over. This is how my day job go, goddamn it. You know how it is when you... When you and Rouse,
mm-hmm.
and you got that kid that won't shut the fuck up, and his mama ain't paying attention,
mm-hmm.
and that kid is 3 or 4 years old, then he grow up, and he's 7 years old, and he running the house.
No, what you do is walk by and pinch that nigga, and keep moving.
I'm dealing with the kids who didn't get pinched when they was younger, so they coming to me at the age of 10, 12 with all the goddamn problems, and that's what the hell I deal with all day. I mean, I got one parent that I used to work with, man. How the hell you gonna talk to the helpers in Crip? She comes. I used to call her Crip Mom. She's always text me, Amir, fucking up, FUCCIN. I'm like, nigga, if you,
she a Crip, my nigga. But my thing, keep it real on the text.
She's motherfucker right
you
here.
Can't take a Crip out the hood, but she can't take the Crip out the.
She used to bring the nigga the hood days, and this motherfucker then gonna call us. Amir won't listen. Jonte won't do this. And Javante won't do that. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is he looking at all day? You done brought the whole hood through here.
I can relate because as a barber, too, I go through that. A lot of times ladies want to bring their badass son to you. And for that moment, like, you are the baby daddy.
Yeah, we need to give him the help because it takes a village. So we need to, you know, help him out. But after a while, they'd be like, God damn, fuck all these kids. I don't want one.
I think you should raise a kid, man. It sounds like you would be a great father. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me and the wife talking about it. It's going to happen sometime next
year. Y'all talking about having a baby?
Yeah, it's going to happen sometime next year. Yeah.
Next year. Yeah. So what's going to be different? Like, you going to pull a condom off? Like,
That's about it. Stop taking certain contraceptives and all kinds of things.
Fuck all that. You got married, nigga. You're supposed to fuck.
Take free. All the contraceptives freely, out. Nigga. None of the more than pills and none of that shit. This is gonna be fun.
Nigga, this is your best time to practice your pullout, my nigga. This like my pullout game was weak for nigga a long time, nigga. I'm 9 years without a kid now.
Starting squad and one coming off the bench.
It took a long time for me to master that pull, nigga. Like,
I ain't gonna have no kids. I'm there though, man. Kids, y'all on the way. Goddamn it, y'all gonna see this video and be like, damn, that nigga was fat.
Damn, look at my dad. He used to be big. This is before you lost. We speaking of what, you going to lose weight? Nigga?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I lose a little bit. You know what I mean? Because kids, you got to run around and follow them motherfuckers.
Only when you got one. See, I got multiple, nigga. I can group them off. Like, you two that way, you two that way, and you two watch them two. Nigga, I got a squad, nigga. I don't got to do, you know what I'm saying? You two wash the dishes, you vacuum, nigga. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got a labor force.
Yeah, yes, you do. My son in the barbershop, nigga, you cut him. I'm gone. I'm cool.
Man, what you need to do is teach one of them how to change a thermostat, another one how to change a pipe. You ain't going to ever have a car electrician or a plumber again. That's what I'm going to do with my kid. My kid's going to learn how to do plumbing work by the age of 9, goddammit.
And I would have to learn some shit. I don't know how to do shit. I'm one of them niggas. Like, I'm not the guy to call when the car overheat.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. Like, I'm just lift up the hood like, damn, yeah, it's hot. We need to call John.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. Like, don't shit. If your flat tire, if you have a flat tire, Do what I do. Get an AAA membership. That motherfucker's $100 a year. They come out 4 times, 6 if you pay for the little bonus. You don't never need to call nobody. Other day, my car got a flat on a 110 freeway, and I called them motherfuckers. He came looking at me, saw my big ass, and was like, "You couldn't do it yourself?" I said, "I could have, nigga, but what the fuck am I paying you for? Get to work, Pepe."
One time, nigga, I had a girl stun on me. We caught a flat. She like, you know, I got the spare in the thing. We could change it. I'm like, no, we can't.
Oh, those goddamn cars won't go by.
Hey, she was like, hey, nigga, just get it out. She got down there and whoop, 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 and changed the tire right in front of a nigga. Like, I was going to feel some kind of way. I was like, nigga, your daddy taught you well.
That's what I like women without.
He trained you to be with a nigga like me. Look at her. I'm like, all I did, I dust her ass off. Let me put the little flat tire back in the trunk. That's what I can do. I can't pick this motherfucker up. I can pick it up, but nigga, I didn't know how to bust the screws off and all this shit and where to put the jack.
Man, look, it's too much traffic going by. I ain't trying to get my ankle run over by an F-150.
Man, she jumped right under that motherfucker. I'm like, ooh, you.
Nope.
You badder than me. Badder than me. What's your best date spot? We're going to talk to the fellas right now. You need to know where you can go on a perfect date. Money's not an option. What's your go-to date spot? Do you got a date spot?
Yeah, I have a couple. But mine's usually centered around live music, you know what I mean?
Okay.
In the summertime in L.A. at the Hollywood Bowl. Man, they got the best acts, especially on Wednesday night. They got the little jazz acts, you know what I mean? This coming summer, they're going to have Jill Scott there, you know what I mean? Acts like that.
Just every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday in the summertime at the Hollywood Bowl. They're going to have...
What are tickets running about?
Man, know what I do? I'm a cheap motherfucker. I get them $8 tickets way up top.
Okay.
And then walk down to the middle. Because that motherfucker ain't ever sold out.
I feel that.
I'm sitting in the $60 seats.
I feel that.
But I got the $8 seats. And they let you bring, like, food and wine. They don't alcohol.
You can bring your woo-woo?
Hollywood Bowl, you can bring anything you want. You know what I mean? You can bring your liquor. You can bring your food. Yeah, she's feeling real special. You know what I mean?
Listen, fellas, you can bring the woo-woo to the motherfucking Hollywood Bowl. That sounds like a $20 trip.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. And they let you smoke weed in the smoking section.
You can smoke weed at the Hollywood Bowl.
That's what I found out, man. When you go like to these places where mostly white folks be, they don't give a fuck about nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Just don't smoke in the main section because you're going to piss Susan off.
Right.
But if you go down to the smoking section, you don't see nothing but old hippies and niggas in vacation outfits, you know what I mean, and Bluetooth in their ears smoking weed.
That's what I like about going to white type places. Like, they don't trip on shit nothing. That niggas trip on. Like, you can go there dressed however you're dressed right now.
In Vans.
And walk right in. Boom. Hey, sir, right this way. Now, you go to some nigga shit, they're going to press the line on your outfit.
Like, yes, my nigga, they will.
What's wrong with what I got on? Hey. Oh, brother, we're not doing tennis shoes tonight. Nigga, it's a sports bar. What the fuck you mean you're not doing tennis shoes at a sports bar, nigga?
They tried to hit me like that at Lucky Strike. These motherfuckers had a t-shirt on there. It was like, you can't wear a t-shirt. I was like, nigga, it's bowling. I'm about to pick up a 15-pound motherfucking ball and roll it down a wood alleyway.
So I need
I can't wear a t-shirt?
I need a dress shirt for this?
I need to wear some Oxfords for this?
Wait, my pants are too baggy? That's the only thing white people press you about, nigga, your little... If you're a 34, nigga, you better be in a 32. They don't fuck with that loose jeans shit.
No, they don't.
They want to see a nigga scrotum.
No, they don't.
Straight up. Where's the worst place to take somebody on a first date? We talking to all the fellas out there. You need to. This is the dating guide right now. Where's the worst place you can on a first date?
The worst place on a first date is the movies.
Movies, yes.
Because... You know, you find this out when you're a young player in the game. You know what I mean? When you're young, I'm going to take her to the movies. You know what I mean? I did this shit one time. You take a girl to the movies. You like, man, she got a fat old ass. You know what I mean? A little talk on the way there is cool. A little talk on the way back is cool. But you spend 2 hours just sitting next to somebody and you don't know a goddamn thing about them.
Can't say shit.
It's going to cost you. Back in the day, a movie cost you $8 to get in. Now the shit costs like $34.50.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Plus like a $50 bag of popcorn and a $40 soda.
Oh.
You at the movie, you out $200 bucks,
And get to say a motherfucking
and
word.
Didn't get to say, you don't know.
And
she
now she's talking about she's ready to go. Or she wants some dinner. Not like, no.
No, I got to spend some more money.
That popcorn was about the dinner you going to get.
That popcorn was the cost of a steak at Ruth Chris, bitch. What we going to do now?
And here's some advice for the ladies. When a gentleman is trying to court you, respect his occupation on the date. Don't go out there ordering Amen. Up all the shit that you would order for yourself when you with your homegirls. This nigga can't afford that. It's only Wednesday. He can't do 2 steak dinners, 4 drinks, 2 appetizers, 2 yeah. cheesecakes at the end.
If you see he happened to bring you between the age of the times of 5 and 7, you know that's happy hour. So order off that menu. Be respectful.
Man, come on, man. You already know what's going on. Order off the happy hour menu. Don't even pick up that big-ass menu. What the fuck that got to do with happy hour? You know, because now niggas start feeling a certain way about you. Like, you are so inconsiderate.
Yes.
And that's the one thing about black women. You're so intelligent, you know what you're doing. You know he brought you for happy hour, but you're going to force the main entree on the nigga? Why you gonna do that? We had happy hour. We just finna do the little snacks and the knickknacks and go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We didn't come for the big plates. Bitch, we gonna do the small plates.
Look, ladies, dudes know y'all got the dudes y'all gonna have food with and the one you gonna go fuck afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can probably still get away with that when they younger, below the age of 21, 22, they probably don't know any better. But as they get older, they know. You know what I mean? All I'm saying is this, ladies. If you got a dude that's buying your food and you know he gonna make you, he gonna feed you, he gonna treat you right, but he not gonna try to smash, keep fucking with him because I ain't buying your shit.
But
keep
got,
doing it.
You got to hand job the nigga a little bit. Like, give him something to, you know what I'm saying? Give a nigga a reason to come back
with
another steak dinner, man. Come on.
You like, gotta, just Snapchat him a titty picture every now and again. You know what I mean? Get a little extra motivation.
Pictures.
You know what I
mean? Naked pictures. Crop your face off. If you don't want niggas to know it's you, crop the face. Just do the body. Hide the tattoo. But give a nigga something to wish for, man. Don't just send a nigga out there and have him out here taking you this place and that place, buying you drinks, and then you go fuck the nothing. Because this is what they do. They go fuck the nothing-ass nigga.
They fucking the nigga that
they love a nothing-ass nigga. They love a nothing-ass nigga. That whole nigga that come through with nothing going on but... They love that nigga.
This nigga's a security guard and got 2 child support payments been taken out that little ass check.
This nigga don't do nothing but push-ups all day. They love that nigga. But the nigga that got something going and taking you everywhere and courting you, nigga gets no love. Treat that nigga right.
And then you get into your late 30s and now you're trying to go back to all the ones that was nice to you. And they got swept out by somebody that appreciates it now.
A regular, you looking at her like, she's nothing. She's ugly. No, this bitch did all the wifey type shit that you would never do. She washed my t-shirt. Mm-hmm. She fried chicken when I come home late.
She was the one back before he had the courage to step up. She still, you know, gave him a little hand job, gave some head every now and again just to keep him around, to get his confidence up. Yeah. You know what I mean? She invested in the brother, is what I'm trying to say.
She built his, she didn't call him a bitch-ass nigga. She's like, my king. When you call a nigga king, let me tell you, you got a nigga. You start calling your man king, this nigga going to start doing shit you never even imagined that he could do. Like, you call a nigga king, he going to get out and try to change the tire. This nigga going to YouTube how to change the tire. On the spot. This nigga like, oh, I'm finna figure this out, nigga. I'm a king. But you a bitch ass nigga. You like, you do it, bitch. I'm a bitch. You a bitch. Shit. Call somebody.
Deal with it.
Deal with it. And you pay. It's your fucking tire.
And then, this is another thing, ladies. When it comes time to move, and you know you call all these dudes over, you know what I mean? Call the dudes you fucking. You know what I mean? Why is it the nigga, because, you know, all the women you was around back in your single days that you was laying dick down to, they knew good and the hell well not to call you when it came time to move.
I'm not coming.
It's always the other ones. And he's like, okay, I'll be there.
I'm not coming. That's too much work.
And dudes, if you the one that she calling to move,
you're not fucking. And she don't even fuck with you like that. She just know that you a fucking do anything for her, and that's why she called you. So next time you get that call to help her come move, say, no.
That's a word.
I'm busy.
And that's to you young dudes. You know that, man. Play the game right. I mean, make yourself less available.
And that's what they love about a nigga who's not available.
And I tell you, going back to you said earlier, you said one thing I don't like about black women.
What's that?
I don't like the black women that listen to Steve Harvey.
I don't like niggas that listen to Steve Harvey.
I agree with that, too.
Fuck y'all listening to this tall, big. This nigga went and got 32 of the biggest teeth ass nigga. Like, nah, that's too many big teeth, my nigga. Come on.
You got this Reverend Price mustache. Like, it's, I don't, this is my thing. You gonna listen to a dude that left two women and then got with a woman
that used to call him to help move.
And the woman he married, like, got kids by one drug dealer. When that nigga went to jail, she got with the motherfucker's brother and had kids by him. And then turned around, when they got taken off, married you.
Wait. Is this a real story?
Yeah, look her up. Her nickname is Lady Heroin. Like, people call her that. Like,
Steve Hardy, did you marry Lady Heroin, nigga?
You married the jump off of the jump off. And then wrote a book, and you got people like, I'm listening to what Steve Hardy said.
You need to write another book, my nigga. Come on, man. Start keeping it real. Because this is one thing I hate about Steve Harvey. He disrespects niggas who are short. Like, nigga, what do you think I had to do with my height, my nigga? It had nothing to do with me. You didn't have nothing to do with your height. You just came out tall. That's why you got them big-ass teeth to match it. And this one thing I'm going to tell you about Steve Harvey, this when all of America stopped liking him.
What?
When he shaved his head. Yeah. We only liked him with the hairline, nigga. That hairline was...
That shit was crisp.
That defined Steve Harvey.
Yeah, the Kings of Comedy.
Nigga, that shit was like the biggest thing since sliced bread. Now you don't got no hairline. Niggas are starting to really look at you differently. Like, now let me listen to what he's saying. Hairline ain't got me in a trance. Because nigga with a crispy hairline will put you in a trance. Yeah. You seem like, all you can see is that crit. Like, God damn, look at that hairline.
But he got that mustache now, that caterpillar mustache. He got that NASCAR racer mustache.
That's a police mustache, nigga. You working with them folks.
And then you gonna listen to a man, ladies, that went to go kick you with Donald Trump. It was like, I think Donald Trump is good for America. Give him a chance.
That's what he sounded like, too, when he said.
Steve Harvey, you the first, you gave 15 button suits a chance, and we knew that was a bad idea back then. So I'm not trusting you and listening to you when you talk about giving anything a chance.
And I tried that motherfucking. Listen, I look stupid as fuck with four buttons in the front of my fucking jacket when the shit went down past a nigga knees, my nigga. I'm like, my dad was getting married. He was like, we gonna do the four buttons. I'm like, I can't. I tried it on.
He got called Steve Harvey.
I never looked so short in my life until I put on a Steve Harvey striped jacket. Nigga.
Hey, you got pictures? Do you have pictures still now?
No, I ain't got no. I didn't wear that motherfucker. I said, we can't do it. We need one button. We need one button, Pops. Like, nigga. See, I put on a four-button jacket, nigga, and that shit came past my knees.
See, nah.
Nigga look ridiculous.
See, I couldn't do it, man. Like, for me to, do you know how many, like, rolls of cloth they would need for my big ass to have a Steve Harvey suit? You know how many rolls of material? You know how many naked ass sheep would be running around here for my fat ass to fit a Steve Harvey suit?
Too many. Too many.
Nah, man. That's all we're trying to say, ladies. Don't listen to motherfuckers like Steve Harvey.
Don't listen to that nigga. Not even in the morning show, nigga. He not even... I don't even think Steve Harvey funny on the radio, man. I think he's self-righteous and pretentious, man. And
that
offends
that
me. Like, I'd rather listen to the white boy that had Crackhead Daryl back in the day. Like,
you talking about John London in the house party?
Yeah, John London.
That was the shit.
I fucked with John London.
Crackhead.
Man, you understood where he was coming from. You know what I'm saying? Steve Harvey, nigga, he be throwing curveballs at it.
And Shirley Strawberry is on that show, too. Yes. She was good then. Like, that was when Shirley Strawberry. That's where he got her from.
Come on, man. That's why you went and got Shirley Strawberry to make you funny. Nigga, we ain't falling for that tall shit.
We ain't falling for none of that, Steve Harvey.
No, we not.
I mean, so what else is going on?
Let's think about it for a second. Ain't nothing going on but the rent, nigga.
I tell you what, some funny shit that was in the news.
What's that?
It happened yesterday, then again today. Donald Trump, I refuse to call that motherfucker president, Mr. Mango Mussolini. he reached his hand out for his wife, and she smacked that motherfucker away. You see that?
I didn't see that.
Like, yeah, he was getting off a little paint, the plane in Israel, and he reached his hand back for her to grab his hand, and she like, man, get your bitch ass hand off me and kept walking.
She did that?
And then I was looking on before we start the radio show, did the shit again today. Stepping off the plane, put her hand out, she put her hand out, she was like,
What's so fucked up about Donald Trump is you lost the support of black people. Like, black people, before you were president, really loved Donald Trump.
Yeah.
We love Donald Trump. I don't care what nobody say. Before you start opening your mouth on this presidential campaign, niggas love Donald Trump. Man, everybody go back on all the videos. Apprentice. All the videos, niggas was fucking with Trump. Like, you represented a status that niggas wanted to get to. But once you started talking, niggas is like, yo, man, I don't think I like you. Like Steve Harvey. We like Steve Harvey as long as he had the hairline. When that nigga start talking about the books and love and life, like, hold up, my nigga. I don't think I agree with you anymore. Shit, I don't believe in that shit. Nigga, 90 days? Why are we waiting 90 days? How many times I got to take your ass to the movies before I fuck, yo? Wait, I don't believe in that, Steve.
Nah.
Donald, you did the same thing, man. You could have... You should have just been quiet.
You should have just shut your ass up, Donald.
Just be quiet,
just,
man.
Just do your discriminating against Negroes like you was doing. Settle the lawsuits. Keep it out the news. And keep doing what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Now you got niggas getting socked out in motherfucking rallies. And now we like, yo, man, we need to start strapping up when we go to this nigga campaign, hey, man. We might have to buck a nigga, man.
I don't trust that motherfucker at all. I don't trust him because I don't know what his real hair look like.
No, you're looking at his real hair, my nigga. It looked like that.
That's just a two-piece. He got an orangutan two-piece on top of his scalp.
I don't know what the fuck he got. I heard his wife do this shit. She going to stop doing his hair if she's slapping his hand down. Wait, I think we're about to pull up the video of Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Look at this.
Nigga, get out of here.
Fuck out of here.
Bitch ass, nigga. Look how he turned around.
Nah.
He had like, that real white male. Okay, fuck you,
nigga. So look at this. You got Steve Harvey on his third wife telling you how to treat a woman who is Donald Trump's homeboy, Donald Trump a president, whose own wife obviously don't respect his ass.
She don't like him, nigga.
That's just that's just a trail of dysfunction right there if you listen to these like motherfuckers.
And a lot of people, you need to start to recognize that it's easy for someone to love you, but to like you is a whole different ball game. Like, when they like you, they gonna hold your hand despite the fact that you a fucked up motherfucker in public. Like, I like you enough that I'm not gonna put you out there like that. You know what I'm saying? But I love you and I don't like you, nigga. Chill fucking hand off of me, man.
She said the world is watching. I want them all to see
that. All that bullshit you said on the plane, nigga. Get your ass out of here.
She be listening to Big Sean when she in the shower.
Last night you took an L, but you're not going to bounce back, huh? All right, we got 5 minutes, man. So we're going to close in some departing remarks. DeJuan, I think you're a very intelligent brother, man.
Appreciate that.
If you just had to say anything to America as a whole right now, what would you say to the world?
Get your shit together, folks. My thing is this, because like, how long are we going to complain about unemployment, what the government's doing, what the government's not doing. The government is about the government's business and about the business of people who ain't nobody you know. So whatever the fuck it is you want to do in life, kick that fear to the side and goddamn do it. Open up the companies, you know, train your kids to open up businesses, not to apply for jobs. The jobs ain't there now. The fuck make you think they're going to be there in 20 years? You know what I mean? They're not. So my thing is this, like, people, man, love yourself enough to pursue your dreams and to follow that thing inside of you that you love to do. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Melrose is an inspiration. Like, follow his little motherfucker. Black Hollywood Barbershop. You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about. That's the future right there. That's it. Six sons, that's, you know what I mean, that's seeing this. You got six boys watching with their own eyes what it takes to create a business. That's six more businesses that's going to open up down the line. You know what I mean?
True talk.
That's going to employ a whole lot of people. So I think that's the plan right there. What about you? What's on your mind, Mr. Melrose? Give us some thoughts that's in your head right now.
if I had to go into my own head, it would be who you say you are, do what you say you do, until you get where you say you're going. Now, a lot of people take something so simple and make it complicated. You can ask somebody what they do and then find out that they don't really do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like, oh, okay, you do that? Like, I need that done today. Like,
I don't have my tools.
Yeah, see, that's not what we're talking about. So to jump in the cab with my man right here, life is about really pursuing something greater than yourself, like some ideas that you had, a passion in your heart. I think that's the only thing that gives you fulfillment at the end of the day. Like, a lot of times people are trapped in this slave type hustle, and it makes you so unhappy that you disrespect everything that you love, because that's the only people that you can come home and take your frustrations out on, the shit you went through at the job and yada, yada, yada. So I say all that to say, man, fucking start living, like, you know what I mean? And I'm not the guy to say I'm doing everything right as a father, as a husband, as a man, as a business owner, none of that shit. But at the end of the day, I am doing what I want to do, and it's an honor to do it here each and every Tuesday with Mike Robertson on Mike Robertson
Boulevard.
You in a part of another major Dream Morris Media studio. Shout out OG Poetis. We're going to be back next week with Mike Robertson. Wherever you at, man. Nigga, rock out with your cock out, boy.
Holla.